Welcome to the Real Estate Podcast.
This is where you will get smart tactics and strategies to accelerate your business.
And where we share top agent secrets and stories that will help all of us be better at our profession and serve our clients better. And we're your hosts, Todd Sumney
and Rich LaRue.
Let's get into the episode. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. I'm Todd Sumney.
I'm Rich LaRue.
And today we are going to talk about 210 home buyer's warranty and also just why a home warranty is so important and why a strategy of using a home warranty from list to close is so important. Rich, you and I both know, before we introduce our guest, we know how important a home warranty is for multiple reasons: to protect our buyers, to protect our sellers, though, too. But from a broker hat standpoint, even just
it eliminates so many questions and so many issues that come up. If we've got a home warranty, it levels the playing field, and it also gives buyers feeling of security that, you know, if something expensive goes out, they're covered.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the purpose of this whole entire podcast is to help our agents implement smart tactics to grow their business and also to serve their clients. So you have today our guest here, Riz from 210 Home Buyers Warranty. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. We have a room full of realtors here listening to you and to us about how to help them implement, strategies to serve their clients better. They want to take care of their clients. So let's just start right out of the gate with, they've all heard presentations from home warranty companies. They all have at least touched this topic at some point. Why is a home warranty important, and why is it important for them to work with 210 Home Buyers Warranty?
Thank you. Those are two great questions, and I'm sure that the majority of the agents are familiar with the home warranty role in our industry. And one thing about our industry is it keeps us on his toes, because there's always new mandates, new rulings and such. And as we progress in our careers, home warranty is one of the ancillary services that sometimes, I'll say, falls off the closing table. And a lot of times agents think of it as a tool to offer their buyers to protect their new purchase, systems and appliances that fail in that first year of home ownership. At 210, we are encouraging agents to think of us as a tool throughout the process, from going out on that listing appointment, how to win with your home warranty strategy, to protect your client during the listing period, and then, of course, throughout the after close, for even if it's your seller and it's not your buyer, it still protects the seller, because that it keeps the new owners from coming after them. First, they go after the agent, and then they go after the seller. I'm sure, Rich, you know the steps.
All too well.
When there's someone's mad, everyone's a great client until they're not. So
until they're not.
The reason for 210 is we are one of the companies that is what we consider a pure home warranty company. We don't have we're not tied to any other a title company or any other financial institutions. We have three funnels, and that is our resale, which is real estate resale, what we're talking about here. We also have new construction and direct to consumer. But we are pure home warranty, and within that lane, we lead the industry in bringing out new options, higher limits as far as dollar limits on what we provide during the implementation of home warranty, and best company has rated us for the top 3 years, from 22, 23 to 24, to top three home warranty companies in the country, and 2024 most trusted. And that was just announced, and we're very, very proud of that. So when you're, as an agent, when you're looking at what home warranty you want to align yourself with, just like anything, if we're looking for a wonderful place to go eat or something, we Google it. So I encourage you to Google 210 Home Buyers Warranty. We are maintaining a 4.2 rating, which is not anything to sneeze at as far as a Google rating, because we have no control over that. That's something that we actively pursue with anyone that has a claim with us so that our ratings keep going up. And that's based on our customer experience. Those are our policyholders writing in, and we're asking for Google ratings. As an agent, they should be doing that too for their business. But I digress. So why 210? Because we've been in this game for 42 plus years. We've focused only on home warranty, and we have really comprehensive coverage, and we're always thinking ahead of the game as to what our homeowners need next.
So, you mentioned new construction as one of your sources or funnels.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you use the term funnel or not, but that's where my mind went. Anyway, new construction is where I know of 210 Home Buyer's Warranty. Is that where you started? Is that where the company started? Is that the channel
Yes, that's actually the
where?
name, Rich, 2 years, 2 through 10. It originated as a structural home warranty, and we went out and we worked with new home builders, and we created a warranty for the actual, not the systems and appliances, but the structural integrity of the new build.
So you
So
actually started the company thinking that it wasn't covering for the first year. It was covering from the builder's warranty or that required 1 year warranty from the contractor on.
correct.
That's where you started. Now that is not the case now. You cover from day one.
Correct. Well, yeah, that's correct. From in the new construction, and but in the resale, we do cover from day one.
Got
But
it.
even in the resale, and this is kind of getting into the thick of things with coverage, and I provide coverage consultations because it can be very confusing. We actually have something called new construction that goes on from year 2 through 5, because typically in a new build situation, you've got the manufacturer's warranty that will expire, and then we can kick in on years 2 through 5. That's totally different than the structural warranty, though.
Got it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, don't want to confuse our agents on that. So you do have what is considered a normal and typical, whatever that is, home protection plan, home buyer's warranty from year one or from day one once they close.
Yes, we go, we're effective upon close of escrow.
Yes. Okay.
Right now at the time that we're actually recording this podcast, there is an awful lot of negotiation going on at the closing table, a lot of concessions.
Yes.
And I think maybe at sometimes in our previous discussions, we've talked about how at times maybe the warranty is forgotten about until it gets to that point, or it is left out of those discussions at concessions at the closing table. We all know, though, of being in the industry as long as we all have, of stories of agents who have been the hero because they have included a home warranty for their buyer or for their seller, right? So I know
Absolutely.
you have to have a host of stories. Let's motivate our audience here. Give them a little bit of color into why having that included at the closing table is not something you want to leave out of the discussions,
Yes,
when
thank
you're
you, Todd.
closing. Yeah.
So I want to go into, before we get to the closing table, because that's the typical presentation you hear is, drive this for the buyer. I want to encourage agents to think of a home warranty strategy moving forward. How are you going to use or align yourself with a company that will help you win the listing, protect the seller, and then throughout the transaction? Because we're not just at the closing table, but now more than ever, when you're negotiate, we're having to negotiate commissions, the buyers, what are buyers going to earn per on the transaction. The home warranty is something that will protect whatever the commission that's been negotiated by preventing any kind of commissionectomies after the fact. But backing
Right.
up to listings, right now, not right now, but 210 Home Buyer's Warranty offers complimentary seller coverage. And it's truly complimentary, meaning there's no cost, it's non-obligatory. So if you utilize this during the seller coverage, and for whatever reason, the buyer chooses XYZ home warranty, not 210, there's no money owed to 210 during the coverage that the sellers had. Of course, we've done the math and we understand that there's a certain percentage, and it makes sense for us business-wise that if we cover it during the seller's period, there's a certain percentage that then is the great cost of doing business for us that converts to a buyer's. The other thing is that it's a tool that we can give agents as an advantage when they're going out on their listing appointments. Mr. HomeSmart or Mrs. HomeSmart agent can walk in and say, when you list with me, I'm able to cover your property with home warranty coverage at no cost to you for up to 180 days. So here's a real life story. I like to call them case studies. I had an agent with a vacant property, and it was listed less than a month, but it was vacant, and they got a contract on it. Of course, when they went in to do the home inspection, there was a water heater leak. It looked, like it wasn't going to be huge or whatever. Within a day, so they saw that the water heater was leaking. They had the home inspection. Within a day of getting the Binzer back, the seller was able to place a claim. By the time our contractor got out there it was all over the garage. So thankfully it was timely, and we got out there, and it was $1,250 of savings for that seller. They did not have to come out of pocket to, the only thing they paid was a $90 service fee. So the agent that used the listing coverage for the during their listing appointment as a way to set themselves apart from everyone else that came in and interviewed for that property looked like a hero. And of course, I've got so many after close stories for agents that used also the seller's coverage. They were able to establish history on the property. So this is an air conditioning one in Arizona. This is big. Within the first week, the new buyers were moving in and the AC goes out. We had had previous coverage on it during the listing period, and it just eliminated any pre-existing exclusion at all because the fact that we had already had coverage on the property and the AC was working properly for the seller. So those are two stories right off the bat.
As a broker, one of the things that really jumps out to me is the fact that there is no charge for the coverage during the listing period. There are your competitors are pretty much all charge. And I could be wrong on that. There may be another competitor out there who doesn't, but most do. A dollar or two per day during the listing period. And
Yeah.
so I
And
think
I
that's
mean,
a pretty big
sometimes it's
deal for you
something,
guys.
like 67 cents a day, and that all has to be calculated and tallied at the closing table for title. The only things that you do have to pay for are the trade call fee, the service fee, and $90. And if you want air conditioning included, which my last story did have it, it's $50 due at close of escrow. So it's no money out of pocket right when you're taking the listing. And I have a lot of agents that do use that. And they actually provide that to their client, but every agent can decide on their own if they want to absorb that fee of $50. But it
Right,
is,
sure.
and it's like $12,000 worth of coverage that 210 provides. It's $1,500 per $1,500 limit per appliance. If it's a refrigerator claim, a dryer, like I said, the water heater, they cut it right into 1,250, right under the $1,500 limit for seller's coverage during the listing period.
So again, Rich, like what's running through my head is like, why wouldn't this be on every single listing that one that a realtor takes? Why wouldn't you make this just part of your standard practice? What's the downside? Why not do it?
I don't think anybody on this podcast has an answer for that, because that is the most obvious thing that an agent needs to do. You're absolutely right. There is no reason, there is no logical reason not to have that coverage.
It's rare in life. You
It's
have all upside and all protection and all positives that we've just been discussing with. I haven't heard a downside or a negative yet of why.
Right, and to have AC coverage for up to 180 days during the listing period, it's kind of a big deal. Different issues around the country, but certainly here in Arizona, where we have two seasons, we have springtime for 9 months, and we have hell for 3 months.
Right.
You know, we need that AC even in the springtime.
You do. And, you know, and the water heater stories, abound.
Yeah.
It just so happens that, okay, on the day of the inspection or of right before closing, like, it happened to me once when I bought my one of my homes. Literally 2 days after purchasing the home, everything was fine. And then the water heater was gone.
Mm-hmm.
It gone through inspection. Everything was great. Everything was good. Thank goodness there was a home warranty on the home when we purchased it. But the timing, you can't script it.
Hey, 1 week after we closed on our house here in Arizona after relocating from California, a garage door opener went out. You know, why then? Why not a month earlier? Why not 3 months earlier?
Right.
Murphy only knows.
Exactly.
Right?
Murphy's law.
Yeah, well, Murphy's law. You know, and that's
Todd,
just what happened.
Todd, you said a word that jumped out at me, and it's scripts. So agents, I sit through many, many classes with agents supporting and sponsoring. And I think that for the seller coverage, it's agents may not have the script during the listing period when they go in to talk about it. And guess who has scripts for them? 210 Home Buyers Warranty.
I love that.
Our portal, we've got we have a portal that is for agents, and there is a plethora, there's so many different tools that they can use. And the scripts for how to present seller's coverage during the listing period are in there. Of course, everyone can tweak it. We have flyers that they can insert into their listing packet. They can be electronic, or if it's an actual folder that they bring to the appointment with them. But it's just gaining confidence in the dialogue and how to present it. And I always, when I do these consultations and meetings with agents, I talk about, you know, talk about how it's something that you do. It's your white glove treatment. Right. You don't have to give credit to 210. It's something that your partner with 210, you're able to provide this to anyone and everyone that lists with you.
Well, run through how that portal works or the sign-in area. So what I'm hearing is that an agent can log into an area and get marketing materials, because agents are constantly looking for social media posts, you know, newsletter content, email content, just content to talk to on a phone call in person. We know that it's about providing information, having conversations with our customers on a regular basis, educating, informing, helping. And right here's a whole resource of topics that you don't have to try to figure out what to say. It's, you know, take some of this and make it a social media post. You're educating
It's all in there. Right. It's at their fingertips. Once they set up an agent portal, they have those tools. Once they become, once they partner and refer and use 210, every time, say I sold Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner, I placed them in their new home last month, and they experience a claim, and 210, you receive an email that says Mr. and Mrs. Homeowner had a washer dryer claim. How much? And it's another touch point for an agent. If they don't have those touch points set up, it's a touch point for them to reach out to them, make sure they're in their home, the home warranty process went well. It's just another level of service. And then after that, they can send them, we've got a homeowner maintenance guide that can be part of their closing package. There are just so many things. When I sit down with an agent, when I talk to them about a home warranty strategy, a lot of the feedback I get is, wow, I never really thought about a home warranty helping me in, you know, creating a touch point to ask for more referrals, any of all those things. If you think about it, within a home or a real estate transaction, we've got a title company, a home inspector, pest control. The home warranty stays with that homeowner for at least 1 year. And we're hoping that they have some kind of claim, because then it ups our renewal rate, which is really, for home warranty business standpoint, that's where we really start to make, you know, once we go, that first year is a loss leader because everyone typically has a claim. But if we get them to renew because they see the value of the protection, that's where a home warranty starts to make some money. So of all the companies that you employ during that real estate transaction, the home warranty really stays with them 3, 6, 9 times a year, you're able to get some reason to touch your client through the home warranty usage. So at a time when people think like the home warranty is not anything I want to negotiate, it is absolutely necessary for repeat referral business and to protect everyone's paychecks, what you're earning in commission and risk reduction.
In the last couple of years, it really hasn't been the highest priority for real estate agents because, you know, we're just trying to get the listing, and you know, added protection is something that, I mean, quite frankly, just hasn't been on their minds. And from
Understandable.
a buyer's agent perspective, there's been so much competition that you eliminate everything out of the offer that doesn't have to be there. So I would think that the number of warranties, well, we've certainly seen it here in the Phoenix operation, the number of warranties that were used the past few years dropped significantly, but we are seeing that number come up a lot as well because we have the ability to negotiate that now. We've got a little room, and buyers certainly want it. I just love the seller protection idea. And as we're negotiating to get listings, as we're out there in the field competing with others, how can we set ourselves apart? How can we offer something a little different? And so I just love this as a tool.
Me too. All right, so rattle off a couple key points real quick. Why should an agent listening to today's podcast work with 210 Home Buyer's Warranty versus another company? What makes you different? I'm going to tell you right off the bat, the seller's coverage is a big difference. I know of you know, some home warranty companies, they charge for that. So, I mean, to me, that's one thing that makes us different. Do you have a couple others you could just rattle off real
I
quick
do.
to know the difference?
Coverage-wise, we provide unlimited refrigerants. Again, I know this is national, but in well, anyone that has an air conditioner, really, unlimited refrigerants and SEER matching. So unlimited refrigerants meaning the amount that we'll charge a unit and whatever type is currently in there. We don't have any exclusions. We don't have age limitations. We have the most comprehensive AC coverage, which is a big thing in Arizona. We have a program called Happy Home Lock and Hardware. So any buyer that goes into a home, they get up to $100 reimbursed when they replace their keys or rekey or replace hardware in their home. They get up to $100. It's like free $100 if I know most home buyers are going to rekey the property. Might as well get you reimbursed for that. We
Is
offer
that
that.
subject to a service call as well?
No, it's not. You can go
That's
and
got it.
get
Okay.
it done, yeah, yourself. The other thing is we offer a appliance discount. It's anywhere between 20 to 30% with GE and Whirlpool at any point in time during your policy duration. We have something called the even if.
Hold on real quick. The appliance discount.
Okay.
Is that even if that's not necessarily just for a replacement? Is that also for, hey, I just want to change out my
Yeah.
dishwasher and I
You
can
just
get
don't
it at
like the
it?
avocado green dishwasher in there. And there's nothing wrong with it because remember, a home warranty is just going to replace or not replace, repair when there's a failure. But if you don't like the looks of it and you just want a new one, if you go with GE Whirlpool through the homeowner portal, just like an agent portal, you can receive a discount.
See, that's a social media post right there. Did you know that if you work with me because of my relationship and you wanted to just replace a dishwasher, you know, nothing wrong with
I'm
it, but you
thinking
don't
that
like the
if
color, like
in your
you
two
can get a
scenarios
discount.
here,
I mean, I
if
word it
you've got
shorter,
an avocado green dishwasher that
but
is still working, that thing is
I'm aging
vintage.
myself, Rich.
That is true.
Well, I'm right there with you, so you know, I get it. But my point is, if that darn thing is still
Well,
working
you
and you
spent a lot
just
of time in
want
California, so that makes sense. But keep going.
it. So anyway, so you know, you have that and it's still working. That thing is vintage. All right, you're going to sell that at a premium. You might get that upgraded dishwasher, you know, at no charge. You know, just anyway, I'm just having fun with that because
No,
I
but I'd
have
like
seen
to,
avocado green
but
dishwashers and Harvest Gold dishwashers, so I have firsthand knowledge.
No, but that would be a phenomenal social media post. Just say situation. There's an avocado green, you know, dishwasher.
Antique roadshow.
You don't like the color.
Yeah.
You know, did you know you can replace it at a 30% discount through my relationships?
Yeah. With there you go.
You know, 210.
We're always looking for content.
I love
that. And I just, I like the ability to find little niches and little quirky things where, you know, it catches people's attention.
But I did interrupt you. So you were talking about the things that make us different. We got off on the discount.
Oh, well, the biggest thing I'd like to say in the home warranty world right now, it's a lot of times we come out, you know, people roll out with different options and those are all wonderful. But what 210 has been concentrating on, at least for the past 18 months and the next 18, is the unsexy side of home warranty, I like to say, and it's the actual experience of the client. And that's through our technology. We're right now, we have implemented first warranty company to do it, it's everything on the back end. How our claims and services department interfaces with the contractors that we send out. It's all a new technology that we've spent, you know, a lot of money on. I can say, I don't know exact, but I know it's
a big number.
Yeah, it's a big number. And it's just so that our contractors can communicate with our claims department on expediently. And I mean, in the world of AI, we really needed to, as a home warranty industry as a whole, do business differently. And 210 has spearheaded that. So we are now working on something almost like an Uber, where you can track your contractor coming to your home, just like you can track how quickly your food's going to get there. So we're eliminating the windows of time of 8 to 2, and having homeowners have to sit and take time out from work and just sit there and wait until, you know, that big window of time with actual implementation and servicing of the claims that come in. Our monies and time has gone into the technology on the back end of it. So just the experience as a whole is what, and that's why we're able to maintain the A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Our Google ratings keep going up, and we survey every homeowner that has a claim and a contractor visit. I myself have experienced it. It pops right up on your phone and you get to survey. So we're keeping tabs, a good checks and balances of how we're doing out there.
Right.
So that's, how does an agent find 210 Home Buyer's Warranty? Google it. Where does an agent go to get more information, pricing information, coverage, whatever the more information is? What's your web address? Where do you want them to go?
It's www.2-10.com.
That seems simple enough.
It is simple.
I might,
and it's the numbers, just like the thing over my head, 2-10.com.
Love it.
Love that. And then when they arrive at that location, what are they going to see? What's the action they need to take?
They'll need to go to real estate resale or real estate, that radio button, and click on that.
Okay.
Because it'll feature all, you know, actually, if they go to that website, 2-10.com/agent, that'll be more precise of a location for them the real estate resale funnel.
Perfect. Okay. So obviously you've had a smile on your face the entire time we've been talking here. What do you love about working in this industry and working at 210?
I have loved, well, a little background. I've been in the home warranty industry since 1999. I was plucked by Carol Perry into the industry. I was working at a front office, at a busy real estate office, very, very young and green. And I've tried, you know, the different avenues. There's so many different things that we could do in real estate, but I loved working in home warranty because year after year, I'm able to educate and provide information to agents that they didn't realize how many benefits there were to not only just using home warranty in their business to safeguard their business, but to help their clients. But it's been that, it's just helping people, whether it's a claim, or whether it's I need marketing materials, listing coverage, whatever, a support for an educational class. That's been the role I've really enjoyed. And 210 specifically because they are on the front end of what, not what we need now, but what are we going to need tomorrow in the home warranty industry?
Well, I've had year-long, way long relationships with some of your coworkers, so I know the type of people that you work with, and it's obviously a great place to work. It's made up of a great group of people.
Thank you, Tom.
Everyone I know there is phenomenal. So good. Well, Rich, any final thoughts or questions from your standpoint?
No, I just want to encourage our listeners and our viewers to go check out 210.
Yeah.
I think it's a great resource.
2-10.com/agent. Go check them out, get connected with them, take advantage of all their resources, and take action. Don't just listen today. Take action. Make this a part of your marketing, make it a part of your communications, and
Have a conversation.
yeah,
Talk to somebody. Talk to a seller about this. Talk to your buyer about this.
but more importantly, like, just execute, do it. Like,
Yeah.
we talked about how there's no downside to the only downside is not doing it.
Right.
So
It is.
think that's a good place to end. So thank you all for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast, where we talk about smart strategies and tactics to help you grow your business. And we just talked about a great one with 2-10 home warranty, home buyer's warranty. Check
Thank you,
them
Riz.
out.
Great information.
Yeah.
Thank
And
you. Thanks for having me. You both have a wonderful day.